This is Here and Now from NPR and WBUR Boston. I'm Jeremy Hobson, and it's only been a day, but the introduction of Apple Pay is already sending ripples across the business world. So what does it mean for retailers and credit card companies? CNN business correspondent Maggie Lake joins us from New York with more. Maggie, welcome.
Thank you so much, Jeremy. Nice to be here.
Well, good to have you. And tell us, first of all, what Apple Pay is for anybody who missed the announcement yesterday.
Anybody who missed the announcement or is living in fear of the future, right?
Right.
I mean, listen, all of us are carrying around those wallets. Not about you, but mine is really heavy. I never take out my change. Well, this is what people like to call the mobile wallet. We're supposedly going to be able to do everything electronically with a tap of a phone, pay all our bills. We won't have any of the cash, any of the coins, and importantly, any of the credit cards. That's the way it's supposed to work. And if you listen to analysts, they think this is the future and this is how we'll all be paying for everything soon. That's certainly what Apple wants.
And Apple got tens of thousands of retailers to sign on. Does that mean you would be able to use this anywhere you go, or would there be places you couldn't use it?
Yeah, definitely not anywhere you go. But the one thing that happened is that Apple did manage to get a lot more people on board, a lot more partners on board than even Apple watchers were expecting. And that's really helping Apple today. All of the major credit cards, Amex, Visa, MasterCard, and about 83% of cards will be compatible for day one when that iOS 8 rolls out, which we believe is going to be September 17th. Now, in terms of retailers, it's a lot of big names, Toys R Us, Macy's, Walgreens, Disney, Nike, some of the websites that you might use, Groupon, Seamless, but in terms of total stores, some analysts are saying it's still only about 3% of the roughly, 8 million, 9 million stores out there. So it's not going to be everywhere. The problem is a lot of these stores actually lack the technology, this near-field communication, little gizmo that talks to the phone. They lack the actual equipment to accept the mobile payment system. So Apple's hoping that getting some on board and getting consumers excited about it will sort of motivate those retailers to go out and have to spend to get that equipment in the actual physical store.
Well, how did Apple do that? Because this has been something that they've been trying to do for a long time, trying to get people to pay by phone instead of paying by credit card. And the credit card companies all along were worried that if that happened, they would lose their little cut of every purchase.
Yeah, well, listen, I mean, this is the power of Apple, isn't it, Jeremy? They have the sort of mass, the muscle, and that consumer relationship to sort of force the envelope in places where all parties are reluctant. First of all, and it's important to point out for consumers, right, it's got these security features, that fingerprint that anyone who has the iPhone 5S is familiar with now, and this sort of secure element. It's chip and pin for anybody who's European who may be listening or who's been to Europe and seen this or lived there.
And seeing that your credit card doesn't work in Europe because you don't have one of those chips.
Exactly, right. Exactly, right. So that secure chip where your information is going to be stored, which means your account information is not shared with retailers, very important, and it isn't stored on the Apple server. That's what Tim Cook was telling us yesterday. Now think about what's been in the news lately. Home Depot, Target, these massive data breaches. I think not only is the security issue attractive to consumers, I think it's attractive to the credit card issuers too. There's been a lot of fraud going on. We as consumers haven't been stuck with those bills. The credit cards and the retailers have been picking it up. So they're worried about fraud too. If Apple can move the needle, make this more secure, which some people are sort of, we got to see how it works, but it does look like they have these extra layers of security. That's got to be attracted to the credit card company. Listen, they see it going this way. That chip and pin system is coming to the U.S. too. So who better to partner with than Apple? And there is some sort of agreement. There is some sort of fee involved here. We don't know what it is. Credit card companies, I think, see this as the future and are getting on board with the biggest player out there.
And maybe it'll be another thing that we have to read in the iTunes user agreement, which we have to update every
exactly.
now and again. Maggie Lake from CNN in New York. Maggie, thank you.
Thank you.